stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the American Vindicta Show. We have on with us today Robert Griswold of Ready Made Resources. Robert, let's get right into it. We got the active shooter that recently happened in Michigan. We have the
derailment. There was an active shooter in Michigan?
Yeah, you'll never hear about it.
The news media, I don't know. Did they report on this?
No.
I'm being tongue-in-cheek, you know that.
Well, yeah, we'll get into that. We got the multiple different natural disasters that are going on right now that I think are bigger than what's going on in Ukraine, because it's directly affecting us here in America. And we have the balloons and all that other crap happening. Four Russian aircraft have penetrated our airspace from the northern part, I guess, near Alaska and all that, and we're watching them. So there's a little bit of things going on right now. And with all this going on, I will say that you have half distractions and half threats. The real threats are happening here on the homeland, and the threats are what's not being talked about. The distractions are what's being talked about.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I don't know if you saw John Kennedy interview that nominee for federal judge, and he asked this. What is the fifth article of the Constitution? Now, this is a federal judge. This isn't, you know, your local podunk judge. I don't know. What's the second article of the Constitution? I don't know. I mean, the Biden freak factory is just, it's nonstop producing these things. And now we have this thing that wants to be FCC chairperson. And they're unqualified, compromised, unfit, everything else. And yet, you know, nobody pays attention to that. We see them putting the final touches on a digital currency, which will be the entrapment of humanity. It will be the final part to the cage that locks us all in a prison for the rest of for the foreseeable future. But we don't hear about that. I mean, we don't hear about the gross mismanagement of the Ukraine war and what's gone over there. Hunter Biden's laptop, what they found there, which it not only is morally repugnant, but criminally just off the scale. And that goes to the whole Biden family. But we know about balloons, you know. I mean, the Chinese have 250 satellites up there. What those satellites have pinpoint accuracy. Yeah, you know, now they're saying there's hundreds of these. In fact, the Biden's press secretary the other day said, we're not even sure the first one was Chinese. So this is a total gaslighting of the American people. While you are losing your freedom, while you are being undermined, while everything you cherish about America is being sabotaged, you know, we're worried about, you know, balloons, and now they're even running the alien story. You know, well, we got possible aliens. We won't deny that they're aliens. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Do you understand what's at stake right now? Your absolute freedom. Now, I'm 67. You know, I mean, you know, I can live, I don't know, 20 more years, whatever. You know, whatever. I don't know. Maybe tomorrow, maybe 20 years. I don't know. But I have children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. They're going to live in this cage. And it's not going to be a gilded cage. It's going to be a cast iron cage, kind of like the Iron Maiden cage. And you know what an Iron Maiden is, right? That's when they used to lock somebody up in that little human cage that you barely fit in. Sometimes they even put spikes in it.
Yep, they put spikes in it.
Yeah, so if you moved, you got, you know, spiked. Yeah, it's going to be an Iron Maiden cage, and we see that happening. And this train derailment, you have to wonder. After a while, Pete Buttigieg, I mean, where did they dig this freak up at? You know, he's during the height of COVID crisis, he's at home on maternity leave. I mean, now let's just talk about delusion here. They did not have a baby; they adopted a baby, and. You know, for some reason, it's just he ignored the whole COVID crisis while it was happening, while America was shutting down, while you were losing your job, while you were being imprisoned in your home. You know, he was out there just having a fun time at government expense on the government dole. He didn't lose his paycheck. You lost yours. But we don't talk about that anymore.
You know, it's funny. You know, what's funny is that happened in 2020. My daughter, Sarah, was born August 2nd of 2020. And you know what I ended up having to do? A month later, spent almost the rest of the year in Portland. I didn't get to leave. I didn't And for one thing, I didn't get maternity leave. I had to use my own annual leave to get that. So, you have these higher ups, and it's rules for thee, but not for me, right?
Nancy Pelosi, while they were all just absolutely telling us we had to wear 20 masks and,
she's out there getting her hair done at her own
barber shop. Yeah, getting her hair done in her own body shop, has the place opened up privately for her. So she's running around and no mask on. Nothing. Nothing. Barack Obama's birthday party. Dozens and a hundred elites. None of them had masks on. Up in Martha's Vineyard. I don't think those illegal aliens that Santas sent up there would have probably been welcome at his birthday party. The ones they supposedly politicized so much and want to see them get their human rights that they probably would just be kicked out. We have the Pfizer scandal. I mean, we have an upper executive at Pfizer bragging about. Miscarriages and damaging the vaccine and giggling about it. I mean, that's the thing. It's giggling, talking about mass murder. And we're worried about some balloons, and now there's hundreds of them. And now they're saying we don't even know if they were Chinese. They're going to balloon this thing to death. So you won't even remember the story as it came. It'll have 10 evolutions before anybody remembers. The first evolution of the story will be completely gone. Now they're saying the one over Lake Huron was some kind of metallic object that
missile that they shot at it didn't lock on and hit it.
Yeah, it's scrambling.
And that was General Milley who came out and said that. And I'm over here thinking, like, why in the hell would you tell people that?
Why would you tell people we can't fight two wars at the same time? The Secretary of the Navy, we can't fight two wars at the same time. We can barely equip. We can't even, he said, we can't even equip the United States and Ukraine at the same time, much less a conflict in China. And then Wall Street Journal came out a few days later and confirmed that we couldn't fight the two at the same time. So, while we are being gaslit about ridiculous stories, we're being entertained with perversion, crotch grabbing, demon worshiping perversion entertainment on TV, the Grammys and the Super Bowl. Well, you're watching. I mean, just it was a crotch grabbing halftime entertainment. That's all it was. Your country is being taken from you piece by piece by piece. And these people, God bless them. The people in Ohio right now, the government's up there. Where's the EPA? Where are all the climate jerks? The people that are worried about a cow farting. I mean, they're worried about a cow farting. And, they're not worried about some of the most toxic chemicals known to mankind, phosgene gas, which is a weapon of war against Geneva Convention to use it. They blow up this stuff. And then no climate freaks are there. None of the pink haired people. Have you seen any pink or purple haired people up there? None. They say the EPA isn't even up there.
In all fairness, they shouldn't be allowed there because it's a natural disaster. Man-made disaster. Yes. Man-made. What happened there, and they arrested multiple, at least two that I know, reporters. So let me kind of clean that up a little bit. If you just have this blevy event, you had this, coordinated explosion.
Explain what a blevy is. Most people don't know what a blevy is.
Let me look up the acronym. I ain't been in that side of the world in a little bit.
A blevy is when
boiling liquid expanding vapor explosion. All right. It's a small atom bomb when it goes off.
Do you know that a propane blevy? In some of those sea tankers, if you had that thing go off as a blevy, it would absolutely be more powerful than the bomb they dropped on Hiroshima.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. So when these type of explosions happen, like let's just say a nuclear device goes off, this is one of the things that we were trained for, is that then you set up three coordinating zones, okay? And this is all depending upon the damage radius of the explosion. So first off, we have the hot zone. And that's the place where, like, everything's still on fire and crumbling. You're probably not going to get into there, and people are dead. Outside of that, you're going to have the warm zone, where you're going to have survivors. Things are still going to be on fire. It's going to look like an E5 tornado walked through it. And that's where first responders and rescue teams are going to be trying to get in and mingle about and try and find people. And then you have the cold zone. The cold zone is where we put reporters, responding people, public officials, family members looking for missing people. If you're not directly involved with the rescue portion, you're not going to be within the warm zone or the hot zone. So you're out there in the cold zone. So if they immediately establish this type of damage control procedure, if you're a reporter and we're saying get the hell back, there's a reason why we put ourselves, obviously, into the danger zone. We don't want other people being in the danger zone. But it is kind of interesting because it sounds, a lot of people make it sound like, you know, they don't, they're trying to hide whatever is happening. If they did, I don't know. It could be. I'm just saying, like, based off of procedure, I know that you establish the three main zones and then you put press out there. If they were trying to push press out and press wasn't wanting to leave, yeah, you're going to get arrested because this is not like a, this is not like a friendly area to be in right now. You're going to do what law enforcement tells you to do and get the hell out of the bad zone. I don't agree with it. But if I've had to detain people and move them and then release them, you know, I've been in those situations. So that's kind of one thing. And that can be spun way out of proportion. And it is what it is. Either, you know, it was nefarious or they did it because of procedure. I'm not saying either or. I just want to clean that up for people because I've had a lot of questions about it. Now, the fallout, though, that whole Ohio River Valley. 5 million people live along that river. And what is it, like 50 million people live in the Ohio River Valley? I mean, this is like a serious disaster. Serious.
This is where a Chernobyl-level disaster.
Yeah, where's FEMA? We hear about FEMA for everything and anything. Where the hell is FEMA at? FEMA will not get there. I'll tell you why. FEMA will not get there until it's safe to get in there, period. FEMA
They're out busy measuring cow farts. They got to take care of the important things first.
That's right. FEMA is only there for the disaster recovery. And right now it's still, I don't think we're in the recovery area yet. But it is strange. You had the big blast in Ohio. Then you have Splendora, Texas. You have another one in South Carolina. I keep messing up the city that it was located in, so I apologize. And then you have the nitric acid spill that happened over there in Austin. Very strange. All these things are happening in clusters, along with all the balloons. And yet your government officials lie to you. They lie to you about the balloons. It's UFOs. It's an unidentified object. It's an unidentified aerial object. It's a balloon. It's not a balloon. What is it, guys? We're all grown-ups here. We can deal with it. Then you got Pete Buttigieg. I want to play what Pete Buttigieg said right after this huge explosion and fallout. All right, it's 22 seconds, so stand by.
Challenges? Right. I mean, if you look at what the American transportation systems have faced in the last 2 or 3 years, partly because of the pandemic, we've faced issues from container shipping to airline cancellations. Now we got balloons.
That's right.
That's really funny. It's really funny. While all this is going on,
gums and decay, teeth ruining your life.
Shut up. While all this is going on, Pete Buttigieg says, you know, we got a lot of really funny stuff going on, and now we got balloons, and you got this stuff that's happening in Ohio. Zero care. Zero care. But what do you expect from a reprobate?
Oh, that's not what I expect. I mean, the Biden administration keeps pumping out the freaks, people who are definitely ill-qualified. They have no idea what the American people go through, what they do. These people that have been displaced in Ohio, I mean, they cannot sell that property.
Mm-mm.
I mean, so they have their life, a person's main investment that they have, the average person's main investment, that's unless you're having allowed to do insider trading on the stock market, you know, where you can make hundreds of millions of dollars, you know, like Nancy Pelosi can do. You and I can't do that. You know, your major investment is your property, your house. That's where you have all your equity. And these people now have lost all that equity. I mean, do you want to buy that property? Would anybody want to buy that property? I mean, just the legal liability of selling that property now. I sell you that property, and then, you know, 3 generations from now, you're having 3 legs and 2, 4 arms. You can't sell it. And they have lost everything.
Just consider how many farms we lost. How many fields that feed people within this area.
You know, once the American people started questioning the eggs, you know, it just switches. Then we start having trail derailments.
And here's another bad thing is that the Ohio River runs into the Mississippi River.
And the groundwater, that's the big thing, is that, mm-hmm. you know, eventually if it's just in water, it gets dispersed. I mean, you know, granted, it's still horrible what it does for the fish and wildlife and all the supposedly bacteria, all these whack job environmentalists care about. You know, we got some little doodad microorganism we got to protect so we can't build anything beneficial to humanity. But we have just made the largest toxic waste spill in probably history. And it's like, oh, it's fine. No problem. Let's go. We got to go back to the important things. We got to go back to measuring cow farts to stop you from eating meat. You know, that's what's important. You have to stop letting him get by with this stuff.
Hey, I want to ask you something. What was happening in Congress the other day with that lady, Gigi Sowen or whatever, absolute insane Democrat, extreme loony left. If she gets put in as the FCC head, you can kiss the American Vindictus show goodbye. This is one thing I want to ask you. The senators asked her two things, that federal judge, right? They asked her about the second article and the fifth article. Why don't you tell me, what do you think they're getting at? The second article of the Constitution, Article 2, vests the power of the executive branch in the office of the President of the United States, lays out the procedures for electing and removing the president, and establishes the president's powers and responsibilities. Okay. And then number five, Article 5, the Congress, whenever two-thirds of both houses shall deem it necessary, shall propose amendments to this Constitution or on the application of the legislators of two-thirds of the several states, shall call a convention for proposing amendments. What do you think they're getting at?
Well, it doesn't matter. Really, it doesn't matter what they're getting at. What the real takeaway from this is that they are going to put completely incompetence in office that will follow orders no matter what. You know, I murdered those people because I was just following orders. They're woke. So they have this whack job agenda. You know, she has no business being no business being a judge of anything. And they want to put her as the highest judge in the land. She knows nothing about the Constitution. So the real takeaway from it is not what her inadequacy or ineptness. That's the thing, is the fact that they are showing their absolute contempt for the Constitution of the United States. They're showing their contempt for the rule of law. They're showing their contempt for you. That's what they're doing. They're absolutely thumbing their nose in your face, saying you don't mean anything to us. Just like the people in the Ohio River Valley, their lives have been catastrophically displaced. And they can never go back there. I mean, would you want to grow a garden there with all that junk in the ground?
No, I mean, and how many foreclosures are going to happen now? How many more people? How bad is that going to hurt the economy when we start losing all this?
It's going to hurt my fellow Americans, mm-hmm. because they've lost all their equity. Now, the bank will still come after them and say you've defaulted on your loan. So there goes their credit score. They can't even get another loan to get another piece of property anywhere else. And these heartless, demonic souls in Washington, you know, they don't care. And it's about time that they're brought to justice, because we see the Congress is going to be a complete, you know, the Republicans investigating this. They have no arrest powers. They have no prosecution powers.
It's a joke. It's an absolute joke.
It's a joke. It's a joke. That's all it is. We're going to put on a good dog and pony show to make people think we're doing something. But at the end of the day, none of those people will go to prison. None of those people will be fined and have to pay back. They might get some, you know, way down bureaucrat who didn't do something correct and go after them as cannon fodder for the masses. But none of the people who did this to us, from, you know, the whole isolation, all that went on there, to, you know, the bankrupting of our country, to the war in Ukraine, all these things, nothing will be done to them. Nothing. Excuse me. I've had a cold. My wife gave me a cold the other day and I'm getting over it, but I have to cough. Please forgive me. But yeah, this is what it is. This is America today. And it is. Your money is being, right now, your money is being corralled. They are going to take your ability to have privacy away. Do you get that? You won't care how many balloons there are in the sky. Nothing you do will have any privacy to it left. Nothing. Your food is being systematically taken away from you. Protein is being taken out of the American diet, piece by piece by piece. You know, whenever I have the chance, I take someone into the supermarket. I go, look at what Americans eat. Just do a recon. Do a recon. That's all I ask you to do. Go to Walmart or wherever they have a grocery store, Piggly Wiggly, wherever, and just sit or stand and do a recon of what Americans are buying. The food they're buying is making them sick, overweight, unhealthy, everything else. They can't afford to shop the meats, the veggies, the good stuff. They can't afford that. So instead of getting, you know, organic milk, they're buying 2 liter bottles of Pepsi instead of buying, you know, vegetables, which, you know, I remember my mom maybe had to eat my vegetables, but she made me eat them. But, you know, you can't even afford them anymore. A lot of American families can't afford them. And if you've gone and looked at the price of meat lately, a lot of families can't afford meat. So they're having to get, you know, very, very low cuts of meat. You know, spam type meat. And then they want to take the protein away from eggs. And so while all this that really matters, your finances are being destroyed, your diet's being destroyed, you're putting your kids in school and they're being psychologically and physically raped, you know, brutalized physically and sexually and chemically. While that all that's happening, you know, we sit down and turn on demon halftime shows and, you know, do that. And then we watch Congress somehow complain about, you know, a few things that, why did you do this? Well, I, you know, whatever. And they lie. I'm not going to answer that question. You know, your country is gone. I mean, that's all I can say. It's gone. And if you don't start working towards the direction of some type of independence out of the system, it's gone. And I hate to say that, but it is. These people control all the apparatuses. The intelligence agencies definitely are controlled absolutely top to bottom by, you know, Marxists, hardcore leftists, globalists. The law enforcement agencies, same thing. Politics, same thing. News media, same thing. Education, same thing. Medicine, same thing. I don't know if I said news media, but same thing. It's all controlled. While you've been sitting there worrying about minutia, your country has absolutely been infiltrated and conquered. And people might not like to hear that, but that's right. Tell. I would open debate up. I'm sure you'd probably host it, Doug, for someone to come on here and go, you're wrong. I mean, I'd like the person that says you're wrong to come on and say, why am I wrong? Show me, you know, detailed data points on why I'm wrong. So we're at a transition right now. You better start doing something to protect yours because they're herding you down into the slaughter farm.
Absolutely. They're hurting your future. They're hurting your present, but you always need to be looking into the future for your future investments. And at the rate that America's going, there will be no future investments. Your future investments are right here, right now, with what you do with your body, of how much money you can store right now, how much food you can buy right now, how you raise your kids. That's your real future investment. Your prayer life, that's your consistent preservation. But the future of America is bleak. It's very bleak. Let's go over the this is from Ford Observer, the daily situational awareness. I don't get paid to say this, but I've talked about it a few times. If you're not signed up for the daily essay, the daily situational awareness report from Ford Observer, it's $10 a month, and you get probably some of the best intel on what's going on day by day than what I was probably getting when I was still in the federal government. Because things are so compartmentalized, you only get told parts of the cog that you need to turn. So I like these guys. I really appreciate what they do. Mike Shelby.
Mike's a great guy.
Yeah, he went on and you interviewed him, right?
Yes, I just interviewed him the other day. The 10 bucks a month you spend him is money well spent. Absolutely. You're gonna get an unbiased intel report. You're not going to get an intel report that comes out of the government that's all woke, that's trying to fulfill an agenda to satisfy their purposes, because if you listen to their intelligence, it's designed to drive you into a certain corral, and that corral does end up with your death. Whereas when you understand the nature of what's really going on, you can make some type of plans outside of it. And that's really what Mike can offer you. And so if you go to FordObserver.com and sign up, it's definitely worth it. And again, neither of us get paid to say that.
Yeah, no, we try to support each other. They're good guys over there. They're, I think, mainly veterans, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I think he's got five. I think it's him and four guys on staff now.
Yeah.
Awesome. He's grown quite a bit. So, yeah, FordObserver.com.
Let's go over this. All right. So this is Inside the Beltway. If you ever get to sign up, these are the types of things that you'll get sent almost daily. Here's what's happening at the White House. President Biden is scheduled to deliver remarks on his administration's economic policy at the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 26 in Lanham, Maryland. While Biden hasn't officially declared his 2024 reelection bid, he continues a stealth campaign of stumping for union votes. While all this stuff is going on right now, why would Biden go out to a union to go and shake hands and kiss babies? Because the dude does not care about you.
No, wait. He does like kissing babies.
Well, he does. Oh, we're not going that route. All right. So we got Congress. What's happening at Congress? The Senate Armed Service Committee is scheduled to hold a hearing on global security challenges and strategy. The House Energy and Commerce Subcommittees on Health and Oversight are scheduled to hold a joint hearing on President Biden's border crisis is a public health crisis. Okay, that's good that they're actually holding meetings on it, but nothing's going to be done about it. Nothing's going to be done about it. I already spent too many years on the border, and there's too many guys who listen to me right now who will never say anything in the comment section, and I don't blame you boys for not doing it, but you're on the border, or you've worked the border with me, and you know how damn dangerous the border is and the types of diseases that float back and forth. And it's not from the horny toad lizard out there. It's from the people crossing back and forth. And you don't know who's coming back and forth from there. We have an 800% spike of people from China crossing the border right now. Gee, I wonder what's going on.
What do you think they're doing? Yeah.
Well, hey, how many years, guys, listen to me, how many years did we get briefed about the Taliban sending people over, or Al-Qaeda sending people over, or ISIS sending people over? And where were they coming from? Not Canada. They weren't getting a direct flight to New York City. They were coming through the Texas borders. They're coming through the Arizona-New Mexico borders. They're being welcomed into the borders in California. You know, we have been invaded. It's already happened. All right, moving on. Senate demands answers on unidentified objects. Here we freaking go. Following a classified briefing, Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat from Connecticut, said that it certainly doesn't appear that these objects were threats. Senator Richard Blumenthal, another Democrat from Connecticut, added that the American people deserve to know more about what happened. U.S. officials now say that the objects were likely private and not connected with Chinese surveillance.
Doug, let me interrupt you for 1 second. If you go to the Discern Report, discernreport.com, there's a story up there right now. You can pull it up. Creeping threat. Encounters of Chinese nationals at southern border outpaced past 2 years combined. Chinese nationals are arriving in America's southern border in exploding numbers. I'm just reading this. I'm not making it up. A similar increase has occurred in encounters with illegal aliens from Russia, with CBT reporting that 1,030 in January 2022, but over four times that last month, 4,509. Now, pull the story up right now. It's on Discern Report. And our border Russians, you know, the Russians are in love with us right now. And so they're crossing the border just because they want to, you know, give us well wishes and good thoughts. And the same thing with the Chinese right here. It says since fiscal year 2023 began October 1st, Customs and Border Protection says it has encountered 2,999 Chinese nationals at the border, outpacing a total of 2,626 for years 21 and 22 combined. So we're just October, November, December, January, part of February. So less than 4 months into this year, and we've already doubled what the combined rate was for the last 2 years of Chinese nationals. And that's the ones they catch. You've done drug interdiction. Mm-hmm. What percent of the drugs do they catch?
Oh, we catch like 5%.
Yeah.
Let me set up a scenario for you. Right now, because of the Biden administration, you can walk across the border and you're not even being caught and released. You're being escorted out, escorted off the border into the interior. So do you need to sneak double agents, triple agents from China and Russia into America? Do you need to sneak the Spetsnaz in now? Do you need to sneak in the Chinese special operations guys into the harbors? No, you don't. You can go down to Tijuana and you can walk them right across into protected land, which is California, and then they disappear into the interior. And that's where they go and meet with all their buddies who have been here harnessing whatever it is that they need to carry out whatever operations they're set to attack.
And it's more than AR-15s.
Oh, no. No, it's
way more than that. They have explosives, indirect fire weapons, grenades. I mean,
They have these.
Yes.
Military-grade communication devices. And I wonder why and for what scenario. America is the cash cow for any terrorism to come here and to acquire almost any type of weaponry or explosives. It's floating around everywhere. And there's always a little loophole. There's always a little black market that you can get, you know, whatever you want.
Let me show you something, Doug. The Chinese are really making a really nice radio right now, the TBR-119. I have one sitting on my desk right here. I'm going to go ahead and give you a quick shot of it. That's a TBR-119 right there, okay? Very nice Chinese-made radio. Does a lot of stuff. Okay, let me get this thing back. Here's the antenna for it, okay? Part of it. goes on there. What language is that, Doug? Can you read that?
Yep.
Spanish. Where do you think these radios are going?
Well, that's in English.
Okay, yeah, on this side, Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
They're going down to South America, and I can't go into reason why I know, but I do know that you know it's going, and the radios are very good. I mean, you can get frequency hopping, encryption, all kinds of things on that radio. But that's all being pumped into South America, and then you have all this coming across the border.
Can you go into detail based off of your operational experience why having high powered, more technically based capabilities on these radios is a threat inside CONUS with these types of terror groups?
Well, frequency hopping, first of all. So you have maybe 10 billion codes. So my code and your code for my radio is 6,752,865,222. That's the code. And we sync those codes together. That radio switches frequencies 10, 15, 20 times a second. So you can't trace it. You can't track it. It has encryption, so it uses either AES 256 encryption, which is unbreakable, and it frequency hops. It has direction finding, so you can find out where somebody's transmitting very, very quickly. And, you know, they're buying that radio. So, I mean, you know, you use that radio with a skilled technician. He's going to know where you're at. If you're using regular radio, he's going to know where you're at. No, you get your little simple little, you know, radios you get at Walmart or something. That radio right there has extreme military capability. Now, they're legal in the United States to buy. You buy them off eBay and other places. But I've used it. It's actually a really good radio, completely weatherproof, waterproof, rainproof, crushproof.
Can cells talk to other cells in multi-state?
Yeah. It has HF frequency. So you can talk. If I turn it on right now, I probably pick up, I could pick up all over the country. With it. And, you know, just listen to what people are talking about all over the country. So if you have frequency hopping and encryption and you have Antifa, then they have that radio. I don't know what the capabilities of our intelligence agencies are, but AES encryption is they say it's impossible to break it. So, and then if you would use a one-time pad code on top of it, then it definitely becomes unbreakable. And Antifa knows how to use one-time pad codes. You know, all you have to do is Google it. It is a unbreakable code that nobody on the planet can break. But yeah, so that gives them capabilities that are on military level capabilities.
So if we were going to be invaded, you could sit roughly in any state, maybe even Canada, maybe even Mexico, and transmit a message to whatever cells that are out there. Prepare, stand by, plan A is about to be executed. And then they're gathering their assets. They're moving to their staging grounds.
Yes.
And then the plan unfolds from there, and we may not even ever know about it.
That's absolutely correct. I'm just scanning it right now. And, data, bands pretty quiet right now. One of the bands are pretty quiet, getting down to where I can. But, yeah, so, I mean, they could transmit on this, and nobody would be able to know what they're doing, and you can use it as a relay. So I could put one of these radios out in Timbuktu, transmit to it, and it would retransmit. So if anybody's direction finding it, they're going to find the radio that's in Timbuktu, not you. So trained radio operators would know how to do that.
So it's a real force multiplier in that case.
It's beyond a real force multiplier. This is an extreme, a dramatic, a quantum level force multiplier. To use it, yes. Yes. And if you're thinking, I'm going to get my little Bofang radios out, I mean, that you're going to be found in 2 seconds. That radio is going to track you in 2 seconds with direction finding. So these radios now, I mean, you can get them, but I promise you, I can't go into details and I won't, but I know for sure that there are people in the USG interested in those things. And they're probably buying them. I would say they're buying them because they want to know that radio is pretty sophisticated. I mean, not civilian sophisticated, military sophisticated. Unfortunately, that's where we're at. Now, for good people, it's fun to have a radio like that. And I'll never use it for nefarious purposes. But, you know, it's like anything else. I have an AR-15, but I'm not going to use it for nefarious purposes. I like plinking with it. I like shooting with it. And it's a good home defense gun, you know, all of that. But we all know that there are a lot of elements in our country today, both foreign and domestic, that are taking this equipment and are going to be using it against the system. Because keep in mind, the insurgents always two goals. And I've said this before, the goal is the government cannot protect you and the government cannot provide for you. That's the goals of an insurgency. If the government can't protect you, well, pray tell who can. Well, we've got our strongman. He can protect you, and you just got to pledge your allegiance to him and give him your two daughters if he wants them. And then the government can't provide for you. Well, the Democratic Party is basically doing both those. Defund the police, emasculate the police, do everything they can do, you know, put girly boys in there because we don't want real men anymore doing police work. And they don't understand that sometimes you need to clobber heads because there's just people out there that they're not going to cooperate no matter what you do. They're high, hopped up on PCP, LSD, and everything else. And, you know, they don't even realize they're human beings anymore. They're just, they just go on a rampage. And I don't like police brutality. And what happened to that guy in Memphis was absolutely an abhorrent thing. But there are people that need to be subdued in a very powerful way because they just are way out of control. But
yeah, some people
have emasculated the police. And then you just see piece by piece by piece, the supply chain in this country is broken apart. And it's that is the Marxist goal. The government cannot protect you and the government cannot provide for you. And well, so what happens?
I can't tell you how many of these protests that I've been at, and even some of the ones recently that were happening in New York, that are happening in Atlanta, and I'm monitoring and I'm observing them through all their social media pages, because these people love to post what they're doing. I mean, they do not understand what OPSEC means, operational security. And I can't tell you, once again, while these protests are going on, you can hear conversations going in and out. These people are idiots. But you can see the signs: socialism, Marxism, communism. They're telling you what they are.
Well, it's like the guy who beat up Paul Pelosi with a hammer. You know, that right wing conspiracy guy who had a rainbow flag and, you know, all that other stuff, and dope smoker. And, you know, I mean, actions of life. I mean, said what he was. I mean, he's a left wing kook who sold himself homosexual, whatever, for money. And yet, you know, America was gaslit about it. And I don't know how many Americans believed it, but, you know, by the time they got done, he was, you know, he worshiped the altar of Donald Trump.
Yeah. Well, tell me what you think about this statement. And this is about the whole Chinese surveillance balloon thing. This is sounding a bit more like a wild goose chase. Former CIA director Leon Panetta described last weekend's incidents as creating a lot of legitimate confusion. That's his quote for the Biden administration, which likely explains the lack of official information. It appears the best case scenario is the same as the worst case scenario. NORAD shot down some commercial drones while the Biden administration allowed the public to believe they were Chinese surveillance or aliens.
Yeah, and they're really not talking about the real threat, which is swarm drones, which the Chinese have perfected. They just very cheap, inexpensive drones, and they release 5,000 of them at a time.
Being used in Ukraine.
And you cannot defend against it. You know, that's not the defense we plan on, unless you have some way of interdicting the whole signal to jam the signal of all of them where they could go crashing down. You know, those things are going to, you're going to have a certain amount of attrition get through, and they're going to do what they do and damage what they'll damage. But, you know, we're worried about really stupid things. I mean, you know, and then we watch with, I mean, I don't know who could watch this stuff any longer. The Grammys, the Oscars, the halftime shows, because all it is a tribute to Satan. In fact, at the Grammys, remember they deleted the tweet. We've come here to worship tonight. Mm-hmm. Before they put on that satanic, absolute abhorrent thing that they put on.
They're telling you who they are.
Of course. I mean, now it's out in the open. You know, Jonathan Cahn, in his book, The Return of the Gods, has done a really good job of it. I think it is his best book he's ever made.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about the fact that, you know, nature abhors a vacuum. Have you ever seen one of those videos of an atomic bomb go off? It blows all the air out, creates a big vacuum in the middle. And then, you know, hurricane force winds come back in, and the damage of the wind coming back in is just more damage because nature abhors a vacuum. And so nature abhors the spiritual world abhors a spiritual vacuum. You know, you drive out the forces of good, of decency, you know, the virtues of Jesus Christ, love your neighbor as yourself, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You know, love your parents, respect your parents, honor your marriage vows, all those things that the Lord Jesus Christ taught us to do. You drive those out and you bring in virtues, the doctrines of demons. And all you have to do is look at Nazi Germany. That's what they did. It was a highly religious country. Italy was a very religious country. They gave into doctrines of demons, and in 10 years, their nations lie in ruin. Now, I know Americans don't think that can happen to the United States, but it's happening right now to the United States. We've given into these doctrines of demons, and all those ancient gods that Khan goes into and describes so well, you know, Pan, we mentioned this before, Pan was the deity. That's where they get pantheism from, because he was the deity of everything. Pan used music to seduce. You look at the seduction of the music industry today. You know, but with Pan, the root word Pan, other words came pandemic, panic, pandemonium, pansexualism. That was all birthed out of what we just went through. When Pan introduced the pandemic, you know, pandemonium and panic and pansexualism came out of it. So we're seeing this spiritual vacuum being refilled with these ancient foreign deities that are bringing humanity the absolute worst of the worst. I mean, you know, I used to think, how could people put their children into the arms of Moloch and watch, you know, a newborn baby that a mother just birthed, gave 9 months of her life to birth, put it into the arms of some deity that they, you know, got molten hot, and then just roast that young life to death and somehow would bring them favor. Well, we see parents today virtue signaling by taking their children, sending them to the Moloch factory where they are being emasculated and chemically altered and everything else. And we just see that the vacuum that the Christian church, because of its dereliction of duty, has done is being filled with these heinous practices that were once, you know, eviscerated from our culture and now coming back in unbelievable strength. And where we actually see parents offering their children to these deities, whether, I mean, I just can't imagine. I can't even hardly, when I say it, Doug, that I willingly take my boy, take him to a doctor, the medical industry, which is a multi-billion-dollar industry now that emasculates children, and say, would you please cut my child's penis off and turn him into a girl and give him all kinds of, I can't even imagine that. Even when I say it, it's still like, it's not real, but it is real. It's actually happening. And there'll be a lot of people that say, well, I don't believe that. I don't go along with that. But are you saying anything against it? Bonhoeffer, silence in the face of evil is evil itself. Not to act is to act. So, you know, I know a lot of people say they're against it, but just as in Nazi Germany, you know, I didn't kill any Jews. No, but you knew what was happening. You didn't do anything about it. You knew you saw the smoke coming up on the factories.
You made burning off it. You made a profit off of it. Yeah, let's move on to this next one. Brainard set to lead Biden NEC. Federal Reserve Vice Chair Leo Brainard will reportedly replace Brian Deese as the Biden administration's director of the National Economic Council. Brainard is a progressive who favored using monetary policy to address social and climate justice. While her departure from the Fed may have some moderating effects, her leadership of the Biden National Economic Council will embolden progressive voices in the administration. Brainard also could encourage the use of political pressure on the Fed to pursue the Biden administration's social justice goals. What do you think about that?
Well, here's what I think about it. Hey, Doug, you know, I'm really not trained to do this. I'm not equipped, but if I hire you, would you go rob that guy over there and then we could split the money? What do you call that? A crime? So we have vast portions of the United States who've gotten used to that can't go into, if they come to my house directly and came in and said, I want you to, you know, give me some money and try to force it on me, I legally shoot them. But under the rule of law, they can get Big Brother to come with a big club and beat me till I give them money and do the same thing. It's theft. That's what it's all about. It's all about theft. They have no right to my labor. None. Zero. Absolutely none. Now, as a Christian, I'm not going to go into it, but we've helped a lot of people with money, you know, and given them stuff to help them out. But the government has zero constitutional, moral, legal rights to come in and use the rule of law, which is the rule of lawlessness, to beat me over the head so I give them money so they can give it to somebody else. That is a crime. It's legal. It's theft. No matter what you call it, it's theft. And so that's what they're talking about. We want you to empower us to go to white America, because, you know, those are all bad guys, and beat them over the head, extort them so they can give money out to their people and earn more votes. And it really is a, you know, a self-patting on the back. You pat me on the back, I pat you on the back. I'll rob for you and give to you, and you support me. And that's all it is. But no matter what, if I hire you to go steal for me, or I, through elections or fake elections, hire people that will go steal from me, what's the difference? And that's all they're talking about is theft. The bottom line, theft, crude, base, depraved theft.
So here's the next one. Bank of America, inflation is peaking. This is a statement from Bank of America. The Bank of America CEO, Brian Moynihan, said in a recent interview that while inflation data will be mixed, the overall trend is that inflation is peaking. These comments echo some cautious optimism from the Fed that continued small interest rate hikes while ease inflation to less painful levels. The real story is that the Bureau of Labor Statistics changed how the consumer price index is even calculated. CPI is now calculated based on the trailing 12 months of data instead of the preceding 2 years. By revising the data pool, the BLS will phase out the worst of 2022's inflation a year early. Using this new formula, the CPI's inflation reading should decline substantially heading into next year. The changes appear more political in nature than prudent, as 2024 is an election year. So many bad things are going to happen in 2024, Bob. It's important to note that lower inflation numbers don't mean that prices across the board are failing, just that they're rising at a slower pace. We would need broad deflation to get back to pre-pandemic prices. Still, a declining CPI index will allow the Biden administration to claim victory over inflation, even if the Fed doesn't.
Well, we saw that with the definition of a recession. Two quarters that have a contracting economy or a recession. By definition, they've used that definition forever. And then when it happened to them, two consecutive quarters with a contracting economy. Well, that's not a recession. We've redefined it. And that's why these people can never be trusted, because they do not use a sound form of words. The Bible even talks about people who do this.
So I've been paying attention to the trade guys and much of other people that are actually in Europe. And they're saying that America is on such a financial decline that we are going to be, if not, we can be defined as a recession now, that the depression is going to be most likely happening this year. That,
well, the heads of Citibank
are going to happen.
Was it Citibank that came out and said, we know a major recession is coming, that the government, they don't have
enough money. JP Morgan said it.
Yeah, they said it. So we have higher ups, and they're not going to tell you, because they don't want you pulling your money out of the bank. You know, they got to keep the natives quiet, because if you and I went and took our money out of the bank, they wouldn't be able to get their money out of the bank. And that's what the process they're doing right now is, diversifying away from that. And, you know, so that when they need to do the great reset, it'll be you and I that are hurt. You know, they'll take our money away from us. And, you know, they'll say, well, you know, we got to give you $250,000 of a renewed currency, and it'll be digital, it'll be whatever. You know, FDIC, and there's not near enough money in FDIC to make it good, just pennies on the dollar. So, I mean, they just give you digital bucks, and you have more hyperinflation, and they're worth nothing. And then all of a sudden, in one night, overnight, America's impoverished.
Here's another one to back up that statement. Global fund managers lean into, quote, pain trade. In the latest global fund manager survey from Bank of America, asset managers see inflation and a weakening dollar as more of a risk than a recession. Some 68% of fund managers see China's reopening as inflationary. 66% say that the U.S. dollar will decline relative to foreign currencies. And just 24% except a recession this year. That's down from 77% last November. The top five tail risks include relatively high inflation, worsening geopolitical conditions, a painful global recession, central banks tightening, and a financial crisis triggered by a systemic credit event. Fund managers also noted a large shift out of U.S. equities and into emerging markets. The asset managers expect a reversal of a strengthening dollar, as the dollar index is currently sitting just off of a 20-year high. Expectations of higher for longer inflation combined with low economic growth, textbook stagflation, is pushing asset managers to take some money out of United States stock markets and put it into emerging markets, which will fare better against a weakening dollar. Notice, weakening dollar is what's being talked about. And the more the dollar weakens, the more China pushes on us, the more the dollar weakens, the more Russia pushes against us and against NATO, and the more the dollar weakens, the more the United States, domestic against them, is at risk of absolute civil war. When our dollar collapses and you start, I mean, look at all the big tech giants. They're firing tens of thousands of people right now. When the dollar collapses and you can't pull your money out, and you can't cash your stocks, what are you going to do? How do you feed your family? And this is one of the things I'm working on a story right now about the end of the world. Your world ends. Your ability to feed your family at this point, naturally, from the way that you've observed life so far, is ending, because the dollar is ending. Now, many years ago, and I've said this probably too many times, but many years ago, I got told by a buddy of mine that was in the Army Intelligence. He's a captain. And one of their jobs was to monitor everything with traffic that's going on from China. Now, he didn't tell me anything classified or anything like that. He just told me that the thing that they worry about is when the U.S. dollar finally gets deplatformed, it gets lowered by the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, says that the petrol dollar is no longer the currency of the world, and China's yuan becomes the currency of the world. China then will be emboldened enough to openly attack with its allies, the American government. Everything right now that is going on from the past few years to now is building up to this situation. I was told this probably close to 8 years ago, and I didn't really think about it. But the more I see these types of events happening, the more it comes back into my mind, man, they were telling the truth. They really were telling the truth.
Yeah, China's very patient. They're very smart. They've infiltrated every level of our government to begin with. So they are big policymakers right now. And again, while we're worried about stupid things and being entertained with perversion on TV, all this is going on. But yes. And the reason I say this is because, you know, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And our nation has been given over to absolute being reprobate. And you cannot maintain a civil government. You cannot maintain law and order. You cannot maintain, you know, civility among people in a reprobate nation. You can't do it. It just doesn't work. And so this is what we see. I think we're running out of time, but
we got a couple minutes left. Let me hit this and I'll get your, we got 5 minutes left. Let me hit this and then we'll get your response. Beef prices will remain elevated until 2026. They're admitting that we have a beef shortage going on in the United States.
Chicken shortage, pork shortage. Yeah.
Food shortage. Food crisis is coming. Russia's
but Doug, we're going to need oil for at least 10 more years.
Oh, no. We're going to hit that. Russia's northern fleet deploys with tactical nuclear weapons. Yowzer. That's probably not good. Russia drilled most oil in a decade during the sanctions.
Yeah, and they were selling it.
Didn't hurt them at all.
The only people that's hurt is Americans. And that's what it was designed to do. It was designed to do that.
Biden screwed us royally. And now the Biden officials warn Ukraine that aid could end. You know, he's selling off more of our strategic oil, more of our strategic oil. Let me tell people this. If we get invaded, okay, that strategic oil reserve does not go to your car. It doesn't go to your motorcycle. It goes to the tanks. It goes to the Humvees. I don't even know if we're still driving Humvees anymore. Maybe I dated myself. It goes to the vehicles that the military is using. It goes to the generators to run the military bases. All right. All that strategic oil goes to the government, not to you. You're going to be walking. Many of you are going to rediscover the pains of walking for long distances again. With the end of the aid to Ukraine, let me tell you what's going to happen with that. When their aid ends, and trust me, Russia's paying attention to this. When their aid ends, Russia is going to steamroll the rest of Ukraine, and that's when we're going to get involved. That is when we'll get involved, because when they have no more people to fire the guns, to man the tanks, Ukraine is going to petition NATO. It's time for you to step in, and it's time for you to bring troops in, and I bet you they do it.
Well, same thing with the Chinese, same thing with the Iranians. They're all biding their time because they know we're in the self-destruct mode. What did Napoleon said? Never stop your enemy. He was in the midst of self-destruction. That's where we're at right now. They look at us and they laugh, saying what they're doing to our children, emasculating them, making girly boys, no real men, destroying our money. I mean, destroying the morals, just breaking the families apart. Why stop us? Just let us continue for another decade, if that, maybe 5 years, and we'll be ripe for the picking. And so that's how I answer that, Doug. You know, it's all there. And then, you know, yeah, I watched the clown in chief at the, State of the Union address, the State of the Disunion, whatever, the State of the Dementia Patient. I don't know. But, I mean, even everybody laughed at him. I mean, they laughed at him. You think, imagine what the world leaders do when they saw him stand up there, go, we're going to need oil for at least 10 more years. I mean, you have no alternate for oil. We haven't developed Star Trek matter, antimatter engines yet, probably 100 years in the future or something. But he's talking about already getting rid of oil. That makes everything work. Oil puts the food on your table. It runs the tractors. It runs the harvesters. It runs the tractor trailers. It runs the trains. All of it. And, you know, he makes that stupid comment. It's like, gosh.
Listen, if America ever intends on becoming the hammer of the whole earth again, then you need to put a blacksmith in charge, someone who's not afraid of the fire and the fumes and who knows how to swing steel, not an old pervert dementia patient who is more compromised than any leader in our history. That we know of yet, any leader in our history has never been so compromised as Joseph Biden.
Yes.
And everything going on right now is to distract you from his compromise, from Hunter Biden's laptop, from Pervert Island, Pedophile Island, in the list that was supposed to go out of all the people who have visited. Strange. Now we have UFOs and balloons in the sky, and all China's interfering with this. Man, every time these people get in trouble, something happens.
Of course. I mean, of course. That's the modus operandi. Just, you know, don't look at the Pfizer scandal. Look over there, balloons. Don't look at the, you know, the Hunter Biden laptop. Look over there at the balloons. Don't look at the corruption in Ukraine. Look over there at the balloons.
Robert, how can people get a hold of you?
Well, ready-made resources. We carry over 5,000 products on our website. They can go to readymaderesources.com, or if they want to call and I'll talk to them, 800-627-3809, 800-627-3809. I showed you those radios earlier. I can help you design a communications package for your family, all different budgets, and night vision, you know, water filtration, food stores. And I would say, if you don't have food, you better get it in your house, because that it's so obvious they're attacking it and they're going to take it away from you and they're going to coerce you with the lack of food. So you might want to get some of that. And they can call me at, again, 800-627-3809.
Yep. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening. If you want to contact me, AmericanVindictaShow@gmail.com. We also have the AmericanVindictaShow.com. It's just a website for the radio show. I really don't do much with it. It's got my bio and a few other things on there. But if you want to help keep the show on and you want to donate, you can go to the Give, Send, Go page, which is just type in Give, Send, Go, American Vindicta Show. And also, if you go to the website, you can see where you can send donations via PO Box. Otherwise, my sponsors are what helps keep me on standby and helps keep me afloat. And I'm telling you, now is the time to prepare. I know a lot of people are going to a conference soon. That's great. I hope many of you get blessed while you go. But you need to understand something. If you're not prepared for what's going to happen soon, those books are going to be very convenient things to be burning to keep you warm. If you think I'm lying, look what happened to Italy in World War II.
Yeah, paper doesn't have a lot of BTUs in it either.
Yeah, all right. Guys, that's all we got. Thank you very much. Everyone, stay safe, stay observant, keep your situational awareness up. Do not become lackadaisical and complacent during this time, and stay frosty. The enemy's out there. All stations, all call signs, prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. End transmission.